Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Friday, February 9th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. What a press conference. Oral arguments at the Supreme Court, Jets clip, and there's a football game this weekend. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, that press conference last night. So August of 2022, the FBI busted down the doors of Mar-a-Lago looking for classified documents. Then it turned out Joe Biden also had classified documents. Well, the report came back from Special Counsel Robert Hur, H-U-R, on Biden's classified documents and found that no criminal charges are warranted in this matter, even though they found classified documents in what they described as a mangled box inside his garage in Delaware. And he also gave those classified documents to the ghostwriter for his memoir. But here's the problem for Joe. One of the reasons why the special counsel suggested not prosecuting Biden was because of his, quote, significantly limited memory. He said, we've also considered that at trial, Mr. Biden would likely present himself to the jury as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. He did not remember even within several years when his son Beau died. So Biden held a press conference last night trying to defend his mental acuity. It didn't go well. His lawyer shot back to the special counsel, we do not believe that the report's treatment of President Biden's memory is accurate or appropriate. So in short, the DOJ decided that Biden is not mentally fit enough to stand trial for mishandling classified documents, but he's fit enough to still be president. Also yesterday, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments on the question of whether or not Trump is eligible to run for president under the 14th Amendment Clause 3. It seems to be pretty much consensus that all the justices were at least skeptical of Colorado's argument that he should be left off the ballot. And there were some moments when the justices really embarrassed the lawyer representing Colorado. Some predictions are this could be a 9-0 decision in favor of Donald Trump. Two JetBlue planes clipped their wings on the Boston runway. No injuries, but this has been happening way too frequently lately. Just at Boston's airport, this happened in March and June. On my radio show, we talked about a years-long class action lawsuit claiming that the FAA has intentionally taken underqualified people to be air traffic controllers in the name of diversity. There's a football game this weekend, 49ers versus the Chiefs, live from Las Vegas, halftime show Usher. Game starts at 6:30 Eastern, and you can watch it on CBS and Paramount Plus. I am Mike Slater. Hope you have a great weekend. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, another week and another exposition of the President of the United States being in cognitive decline. Now, this is not a party thing or an ideology thing. This is a mental health thing. Anyone at this juncture who would deny that Joe Biden is in the early stages of dementia is lying. He is. Everybody knows it. So if he is the Democratic nominee for president, you would be voting for someone in November who is in cognitive decline. Does that make any sense that anybody would do that? So this week, we had a fundraiser here in New York City where Joe Biden showed up tying up traffic down in Delaware. He could have come at night. No, he has to come in the afternoon, torturing everybody. And he refers to his meeting with Helmut Kohl, the former president of Germany. The problem is that Mr. Kohl died in 2017. Last week, in another fundraiser, Mr. Biden talked about Mitterrand of France, the president, that he recently spoke with him. Well, Mitterrand died in 1996. Questions? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Michael Hawkins, Orlando, Florida. I'm a regular listener, but maybe I missed your take on why the U.S. does not hold Mexico responsible for all the illegal immigration chaos, because Biden wants the migrants here. Why would you hold them responsible? Now, Trump said to Obrador, or Nieto, I can't even remember who was in there, you better stop this, or we're going to come down and do some damage to you. And they stopped it. Helen Turner, Warren, Michigan. I'd like to sign up for concierge membership, but I have a question. Spent a lot of time in Canada. We'll be able to access everything. Well, I'm going to let Darren Lloyd in Calgary, Canada, answer your question, Helen. Can you please cover why this coming election will be different than the midterms? You see, Canada, from the Yukon to Toronto, is engaged with the No Spin News. No problem there. The stakes are much higher now than they were 2 years ago, and the country's in worse shape. That's the difference. John Buckwalter, Scottsdale, Arizona. Will RFK be on the ballot? Or the Democrats figure out a way to eliminate him. Democrats have nothing to do with it. RFK's organization have to get on in each state. There's ways you have to do it. Whether he'll get the signatures to get on, I don't know. But Democrats aren't involved with that. It's the states. Todd Dillon, Excelsior, Minnesota. I've been fascinated by the podcast Who Killed JFK with Rob Reiner and Soledad O'Brien. I know you read Killing Kennedy. Do you buy into the podcast? Of course not. More conspiracy stuff. If you want to know what happened to John F. Kennedy, you read Killing Kennedy. And that's what happened. We prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11. 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 60 years ago today, a pop group from Liverpool, England, appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. They would become the biggest band on the planet. The Beatles had arrived. Here is the story. After making it big in the UK, the Fab Four, as they were called, was scheduled to perform on the Sullivan Show for three consecutive Sundays. Prior to their television debut, advanced copies of their single, I Want to Hold Your Hand, were shipped across America to DJs. The group sold 1 million albums before the first month. After announcing the gig, CBS received 50,000 ticket requests. Just 700 were available. For weeks, the country's most famous celebrities were calling in favors to get seats. Walter Cronkite scored some tickets. Composer Leonard Bernstein did not. Richard Nixon's 15-year-old daughter, Julie, was one of the lucky few to watch the broadcast in person. On February 9, 1964, millions of Americans tuned in to see the Beatles.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand when I say that something. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand.
During the performance, audio technicians maxed Paul McCartney's microphone to drown out the screaming teenagers. The Beatles would remain the most popular act in America until calling it quits in 1970. Throughout their 10-year career, the group sold 1.6 billion single records, 600 million albums, 25 number one hits. Their three performances on The Sullivan Show featured 20 tunes, seven of which became smash hits. And here's something else you might not know. By percentage of the population, the Beatles' first appearance on Ed Sullivan remains the most viewed broadcast in history. 50 million American households tuned in to watch the Beatles. Slightly more than tuned in to watch the lunar landing. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.